So we've been talking about Yosef HaSeser Elyon in these last two dafin. And really, if you look around, Yosef HaSeser Elyon is a big skula kapitel. Right? Kapitel Tzadik Aleph. You say Yosef HaSeser Elyon, it's a big skula. Now again, all these things are very, very much above my pay grade. But frat, if you look into Rishonim, the Rekech and his Pirushan Sidur, the Tzor Amar that we mentioned the other day, on Vayichul HaShemayim V'aretz, and in Parashas Bereishis, the Chidon, different places in his Sfarim, there's a lot of graces Zachin that are going on here, Ramazim, in Yosef HaSeser Elyon. But that's klar. It's Shir Shel Nigoyim. It's Shir Shel Pigon. There's a big time skula going on over here in the world of Yosef HaSeser Elyon. Could be the Poshup Shad is, the Poshup Shad is just open up a Siddur or a Tehillim and go through Yosef HaSeser Elyon and understand the words a little bit. And I think it could be, at least the Poshup Shad in this skula is very much going to come to the surface. I just think it's kedai to go through just a few of the psukim. Now, the truth is, anytime you go through a Perek in Tehillim, so if you can look at all of the Rishonim, there's going to be, you know, Machlokes in the Rishonim. But let's learn Tehillim at Rashi, right? Amish mit Rashi, Chimish Rashi, we're going to learn Tehillim Rashi. Yosef HaSeser Elyon, B'tzel Shaka Yisloinon. Rashi teaches, someone that sits B'Seser Elyon, meaning someone that he's looking for refuge. Whoever sits in the refuge of the Most High, in the protective shade of the Almighty, he shall dwell, right? What's Pirish L'Perusha? Somebody that feels that he needs to take shelter somewhere because he just feels hunted. He feels like he's a deer in the headlights. So he's Yosef B'Seser Elyon. He hides by Elyon. He hides by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person like that is B'tzel Shaka Yisloinon. A person like that is going to Taka. He's Taka going to be in the protective shade of the Almighty. Because if someone says that I know that I need to hide, and the place that I'm going to hide is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no problem. You want to hide by me? That's okay. Now, who's talking in Yosef HaSeser Elyon? It's Tfilo LaMoshe, right? We know Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that's talking. So the second pasuk, Omer, Lashem Machzium Tzudasi, Elikai Eftach Boy. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Yidden. And he says, I want to teach you something. I want to tell you what I did. This is how Rashi teaches. Hakol Yilmedu Mimeni. Omer Lashem, I turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I said, Machzium Tzudasi. I said, Elikai Eftach Boy. I told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I said, I'm going to put all my trust in you. I'm going to put all my faith in you. I'm going all in together with you. I said, Machzi. I said, Mutsudasi. Elikai Eftach Boy. I understood, Hashem, you're the only person that has my back. You're the only person that could protect me. And it worked for me. And because it worked for me, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klai, so you should do the same thing. And when you do it, this is how Rashi teaches, Ki hu yatzilcha mipach yokush midavei avos. Just like the Eibishter has been machzium tzudasi, you'll see Hashem is going to save you from any pach yokush, right? From anything that's trying to get you on the floor. Midavei avos. What's a dever? Right? Dever is makas dever. If there's going to be a magefa, you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you. Be'evrosoi. Yosech Lach, Vesachas Kenof of Techse, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to cover you with his wings. You're going to be protected. Loisiru mi pachad loilo. You're not going to have to worry about the pachad of night. Mechetz yof yoimam. You're not going to have to worry about a chetz yof yoimam. So what does that mean? What does it mean, mechetz yof yoimam? I saw the Radak. The Radak says that Kiris has man upegov, life, in other words, is kechitzim yofu, viyavoyu pisay mala adam. Life sometimes feels like there's like a sniper who's hiding somewhere. He has his eyes on you, and the minute he has an opportunity to take a shot, he hits you between the eyes. Right? That's what life feels like sometimes. And says the Radak, you don't have to worry about that sniper. You don't have to worry about him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I got you. This is how Rashi teaches. Yipol, what does everyone teach Yipol? Yipo mitzitchel, 1,000 people are going to fall on your right, 10,000 on you. No, that's not what it means. There's going to be 1,000 people on one side, there'll be 10,000 people on the other side. Not that they're falling, they're there, they're standing. They won't be able to touch you. Rak be'necha sabet, you'll be able to look at them. The shilumas rishon tiri, you'll see the downfall of the rishon. Ki ato Hashem machsi elyon samtem oynecha. Because ato Hashem machsi and elyon samtem oynecha. Lo yisunei lecharo, v'negel lo yikrav ba'olecha. And then the pasuk continues, ki malachi v'tzav lo chashmarcha b'chol derech. Hashem says, you have faith in me. You have faith in me. I'm going to give you malachim. And the malachim are going to watch you. Next psukim. Al kapayim yiso uncha. What does that mean? We've said this 1,000 times, right? That's mispakot in 1,000. How many times have we said these words? Al kapayim yisa uncha. What does it mean? Al kapayim yisa uncha. The malachim that are watching you, they're going to walk on their palms. They're going to go on all fours, and you're going to be on top of them. Right? That's the mashal. These are beautiful metaphors and psalms that David HaMelech is reciting. So picture the malach walking on all fours, and he's carrying you. And you know why you're on top of him? You know what he's doing? Pentigoy be'evin raglecha. Because he doesn't even want you to stub your toe on anything that's on the floor. Al shachal v'fesen tidroich. Shachal and fesen are different types of animals. So if you're going to walk and there's animals on the floor, you'd end up by the animal. But you have nothing to worry about, because the malach is going to trample on top of the animals. Tirmoiz kefir v'sanen. Kefir v'sanen are overan, also animals. You're fully protected. And you know why? Because you had cheshek in me, and it's for that reason, I'm looking out for you. I will give you your protection, because you knew my name. You called out to me, then I'm going to answer. If you include me in Yitzara, I'm with you in the Tzara. Right? We think of it as some abstract Indian. Call out, David should say. Right, sometimes you have a chaver and you loop him into something that you have and something that you're dealing with. So you go from, instead of having to deal with it by yourself, now you have someone to be noisabal and chaver. David Shneh says, I'll be noisabal oil, but you got to incorporate me. Yikro'eini, call out to me, and then I'll be there with you. And if David Shneh is with you in the foxhole, you're in good hands. And then finally, I'm going to give you such good. I'm going to mamish satisfy you with eventually, you're going to see the grace of Yeshua. This is all a parak that talks about betochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know if there's a parak that screams betochen from the rooftops as much as this does. Literally, from the first words, Yoshe b'sei ser el yoin, b'tzel shaka yisloin, that's the whole that's what's going on over here. And the kapitel says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you have trust in me, you include me in your tzara. Make it real. Talk to me. Include me in your tzara. I can help you. You're looking for help? I'll help you, but you have to include me. Trust in me. Have faith in me. Make me part of the equation. Yikro'enu. I have no problem. In fact, if you look at the Radak, in the end of this parak, he says, the whole parak talks about the bitachin of the chassid, and how if the chassid is going to have bitachin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect him. Yoshe b'seser elyon, at its core, is coming to Akara of Enoid Bovadoi. It's coming to Akara, ki ato Hashem machsi, elyon samte meinecho. It's coming to a hakara that yikra'eni ve'aneu ima anoichi v'tzara. That's what it's all about. If that's what it is, then it could be we have the school of Eirich Yamin. We have the school of Vihinayam and Yoshe B'Seser. Maybe we're complicating something very, very simple. And of course, we're going to end with this. The Nefesh HaChaim's words in Shar Gimel Perek Yud Beis, where he talks about Einoit Movadoi. And he says, U'be'emes hu inyan gadol u'skul ha'nifla. It's an inyan gadol, and it's an incredible school. L'hoser u'levato me'olav kol dinam u'ritzoynes acherim. Sh'lo yuchlu lishtoit boi, v'lo yasu shum roishim klal. Kisha adam k'veya b'libay leymar. Halei Hashem hu alei kima amiti. Ve'einoit Movadoi. Yisparach shum koyach pa'oilo v'chol ha'ilom is klal. If you say Yoshe B'Sei Sorel Yoin, and you say with Kavano, and you understand what you're talking about, really what you're saying is Einoid Movadoi. And Einoid Movadoi, this is not just a skula. This is even a Litvashas skula. This is a Brisker skula. This is what Reb Chaim Voloshin talks about in Nefesh HaChaim. U'be'emes hu inyan gadol, u'skula nifla. That's the skula of Yoshe B'Sei Sorel Yoin. That's the Shir Shal Negaim. That's the Shir Shal Pagan. If a person says the words of Yoshe B'Seser, this is above my pay grade. Kenira this azaz skul oichet. But that's poshet. If a person incorporates it into his life, and he lives with Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, and it's real by him, this is the skul and the flaw. The skul and the flaw that Reb Chaim Voloshin talks about Nefesh HaChaim, that the Briskers used to say of all their mises, of how the Mar Nagris survived the war. This is a skula that transcends Chsidim and Litvisha. This is a skula that you don't have to find the Favar for the Svarim. This is a chlorous skula. This is Pashit. If a person believes in Einoid Movadoi, this is the way it is. But like the great Michael Safdie says, you have to believe it. That's the catch. The catch is you have to believe it. And if you believe it, he says, it works. But you have to believe it.